This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sip on the go with a Starbucks Iced Shaken Espresso. Our signature roast, shaken with ice, then finished with a splash of milk. Customize it to match your style on the Starbucks app. Make today a good day.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Quazala. I know too much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And not with me, maybe for the first time, is Kristen Studdard. She is keeping her social distance, as we all are doing in these trying times. We are quarantining. We are isolating. You know, if you've been listening to this show, you know the past two episodes have been our special 100th episode celebration. I let Kristen take the reins of the show, and she chose to make us watch The Divas. Herself, me, and our guest, Joey Devine. And she over-prepared. It became a two-parter. And I think I wasn't going to reveal, unless there was an emergency, which there is now, is that she over-prepared to the point that we have, honestly, a three-parter on our hands. So, because we have, I think this would qualify as an emergency, I am going to release the audio of that third part. So we talked about Divas 98, we talked about Divas 99. Kristen spent so much time explaining to us the future of the Divas ceremonies. She went ahead and listed out Divas 2000 up until 2016. It was very annoying because I had been at her house for 6 hours, but it is entertaining, and I am going to go ahead and make that this episode for this week. Who knows what we'll do next week, but please enjoy this episode where Kristen tells us all about the Divas ceremonies from 2000 up until 2016.
Here's what I think I would like to do.
Sure.
I do want you guys to try to guess the 2000 divas.
Yeah. You should tell us when we hit a name that has done it.
Yes.
Is what I would like.
Okay. Yeah. So I will tell you that the 2000 divas, there were four of them. Mm-hmm. There are two repeats.
I think you should just give us the repeats.
Okay. The repeats are Mariah Carey. Uh-huh. And then Faith Hill is promoted to headliner.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then there's two other headliners, one of which you have named before.
Aguilera, right?
No.
No.
Oh.
Nix?
No. This is a tribute to a major diva.
Oh, okay.
But you haven't said her name yet.
Okay. Hold on a second. So of the ones that we've said before, Donna Summer.
Yes, she is the third. She's okay. That's three
that
of four.
Sense.
And now this is who the tribute is to.
Diana Ross.
It is Diana Ross. So 2000, they come back with a tribute to Diana Ross.
Weird. She's alive still.
Well, no, it's like you'll see they go on from
oh,
here.
You'll see. We're going to do another that. Episode.
To do tributes to people who are alive with like current singers.
Okay.
Now the guest performers, you guys want to take a stab at there were three guest performers. One of them is the Supremes. I'll just tell you that.
Okay,
right.
Great.
There's two other guest performers. One of them is a group.
Destiny's Child.
Booyah.
Uh-huh.
And then the third one is a pretty wild card, but they are incredibly famous right now.
Pharrell.
it's a female solo?
Kind of.
RuPaul.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
RuPaul. So the guest performers were Destiny's Child, RuPaul, and the Supremes. The presenters were Angela Bassett, Anna Gasteyer, Sherry O'Terry, and Molly Shannon are back.
That's like, they killed it
then
2 years before.
Hilary Swank.
All right, sure.
So they do a bunch of Diana Ross songs.
For sure.
And they also do some of their own songs. And then at the end, their big divas number that they do together. Well, Diana Ross and Mariah Carey do a medley together. And Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Okay, so Diana Ross is there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And she does a bunch of songs.
I see.
And then at the end, the divas do all of them together, do Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And then Diana Ross does I Will Survive as the closer, I guess. So then we hit...
Interesting.
So that was... so then we hit 2001. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is another tribute to a person who is alive and was a former diva. And this time it is at Radio City Music Hall.
So former diva?
They just do Aretha?
Former diva. Yes, this is Aretha. So this is the Aretha tribute. Now there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 headliners.
Whoa.
And it is all over the place. You have not said... one of them is a former diva, been on a show before, which is Mary J. Blige.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then everyone else is like, what the fuck?
Have we named any of them in our guesses?
Here's the thing. 1, 2, 3 of them are men. One is a group of men. One is a group of men. One, and then the other two are solo men.
That's wild. Is okay. Is one Boys to Men?
You are on the right track, but whiter.
Color me bad?
No.
It's like... Oh. It's Backstreet.
The Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is 2001, honey.
Is Ricky Martin one?
You are getting close.
Oh, it's
Enrique Iglesias.
Nope.
No.
Mark Anthony?
Mark Anthony.
Whoa. All right.
Mark Anthony, the Backstreet Boys, Mary J. Blige, Aretha Franklin. There's one more male performer.
Blink 182.
You are actually closer than you would have been. It is a single male performer, and I hate this person. So
Kid Rock?
It is Kid Rock.
How does Kid Rock sneak onto every one of these fucking shows?
It is
especially
so...
a diva fucking... Jesus.
I want to
Who were these men?
So is
Aretha Franklin?
I want to read you some of the summary from Wikipedia from this because it is, dare I say, upsetting. They say, the all-star tribute to Aretha Franklin, da-da-da-da. Franklin easily adapted herself to a variety of guests, crooning with the Backstreet Boys on Chain of Fools. So they do Chain of Fools again. Matching with Mary J. Blige on Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. And letting Kid Rock storm her barn on Rock Steady.
It's Kid Rock! Hey! Come on!
I just, for the listener, I'm looking at the ground. I just don't know what else to do.
Joe has given up.
And there are other female performers.
Now there are three other female performers.
Have we brought them up in guessing them?
You have not brought one of them up in guessing them, but you have brought them up. And I don't remember if it was, I think it was on the last episode.
Okay.
This person you've brought this person up. It's a woman, a solo artist woman. I think Joey might be the one to remember it if he remembers.
Maya?
No. Someone that you brought up as being a VH1.
Oh, Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado.
That's so funny.
Nelly Furtado.
That's so funny.
And then there are two other.
Okay, is Kylie Minogue one?
No, I mean, these, I don't know that you'll get. One of them is like a pretty like head on like neo soul person. And she was big in 2000.
Macy Gray?
No, she was almost like less popular than, she did not break through as much as Macy Gray did.
Joss Stone?
No, but those are the two letters.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. I think you'll get this now, Joe.
Ooh, okay. JS.
Oh, it's
neo soul singer.
Yeah, it's she also acts, right?
I don't know.
What are you thinking?
I can't remember her name, but I think she was on the HBO Detective Lady show.
The number one ladies detective agency?
Yeah.
Jesus. That doesn't help me somehow.
I know.
Is it?
No, she was not. I don't believe.
Jessica?
No.
Jane?
Mm-mm.
This is stupid.
I'll just tell you who it
is.
Oh, yeah. She is on the number one ladies detective
agency. Who are you thinking?
Right.
Let's walk there.
I can't see the name.
But she, what, you can just see her in this weird show?
I just know that she's on it, and I know I can't.
She is,
Can you give us a hint?
They're both single syllables, and they're both first names. Her last name is like a man's first name. Those are good clues.
Jill Scott.
Yes.
Oh,
Jill Scott.
Okay. Interesting.
Jill Scott.
Yeah,
Jill
okay.
Scott is another one. And then
I knew that. I just couldn't remember her name.
Oh, I could tell. Yeah. You made that crazy pull of the ladies detective agency.
Now this next one, the final performer, I'm like, what? So this is an old school celebrity. She is a singer. I mean, I'm just going to tell you who it is. I don't know even how to give clues.
Okay, if you don't know how to give clues.
Well, okay, fine. She did a duet. I can tell you what. She does a duet with Mark Anthony to honor the First Lady of Soul with salsa.
So this is,
Charo? No, it's not Charo. Yeah,
but yes,
it's like that.
It's like that. You're in the ballpark. And it is the letter C. First and last name begin with the letter C.
So it's not Carmen Miranda. But it's like
Carmen Electra.
The name is not Carmen.
Yeah. But it's, I just mean it's like,
this is a Cuban singer from the 50s. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't
just
know that you guys
name.
Are. Yeah, it's Celia Cruz.
Yeah, okay, I was never going to come up with that.
I didn't think you would get it. That's what I
okay, I appreciate.
So that was Celia Cruz.
The
so those she was considered the headliner. Also, oh my gosh, this is just wild. The summary for this one is just truly insane because it's, you know, letting Kid Rock storm her barn on Rocksteady.
Yeah, I don't like hearing any of that.
It's horrifying. She even joined a jazz ensemble. Okay, so I'll tell you who the guest performers were. Bishop Paul Morton and Choir.
Bishop Desmond Tutu. Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
James Carter. Ron Carter. These are musicians. Herbie Hancock.
Okay, makes sense.
Roy Haynes. Russell Malone. Clark Terry. And Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Okay.
The presenters. Pamela Anderson. Lorraine Bracco.
That's who was the actress that I couldn't place.
From The Sopranos? Dr. Melfi?
From 99, I couldn't.
So wait, you couldn't Dr. Melfi?
Yeah, that was her. Yeah.
Wait
number
for
one.
It.
A number one, Dr. Melfi.
So Edie she's a long
Falco
time.
Also presented on the show. Drea De Mateo.
These are all Sopranos actresses.
Oh, is she on The Sopranos
too?
She's
Adriana.
Janet Jackson.
Also on The Sopranos.
She's not. Aida Tortoro.
She's
also on The Sopranos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver.
No.
Not on The Sopranos.
And Renee. I'm like, huh? I don't know. I didn't watch The Sopranos. And Renee Zellweger.
Not on The Sopranos.
So I will read you the rest of this just weird summary, though. She even joined a jazz ensemble led by Herbie Hancock for a little scat. Mark Anthony and Celia Cruz saluted the First Lady of Soul with salsa.
A little scat play.
Neo-soul up-and-comer Jill Scott made a natural woman feel like the real thing. And the New Jersey Mass Choir accompanied Franklin's assault on the hymn Precious Memories. Janet Jackson, Sigourney Weaver, Renee Zellweger, Stevie Wonder, and the Sopranos cast were among those looking on in awe. They re-released this on DVD
this
in 2017
written on Wikipedia
after she died.
Like this?
Yes, this
Someone
is the
needs
summary.
To edit this. This is too
long.
But also, though it's like
it's hearsay. It's strange, conjecture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not objective.
So that's amazing. They re-released it in 2017 after she died.
Oh, after she died. Right, yes. Right.
Nelly Furtado got to sing "I'm Like a Bird," but it was cut from the from the program.
VH1 wanted to hit their quota.
It was. They were legally required to play "I'm Like a Bird."
And then it looks like the Herbie Hancock and all the jazz musicians thing performance of Mumbles was also cut. And the last song to be sung was just Aretha singing Respect alone. And then everyone came on stage. Everyone, it looks like, came on stage and sang Freeway of Love.
Including Kid
which
Rock?
Is only released on the DVD. He is not in there, but MJB, Jill Scott, Celia Cruz, Nelly Furtado, Backstreet Boys, Stevie Wonder, Mark Anthony, Herbie Hancock, and all the jazz guys. Mm. And the Aretha Franklin Band. They all did Freeway of Love. Well, guys, that brings us to 2002.
All right,
yeah, we got to speed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we can't be reading the description for everyone.
I know, but that was a truly wild one. That was the one we really had to get through. Everything else is going to go faster, but wait until I tell you the name of the 2002 performance, VH1 Divas Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
Divas Las Vegas. So,
yeah, okay, so Wayne Newton's there for sure.
So Wayne Newton's is the announcer, the host is Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, remember she did say she was going to have some Ellen trivia for us.
There are five headliners. They are Cher, Celine Dion, and Mary J. Blige. There are two other headliners. One of them you said would definitely be happening.
Madonna.
Oh, no. Stevie Nicks.
Nope. I'm sorry. This is a group, an all-female group.
Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah. That's the fourth one. And then the fifth one is a Latin artist.
Shakira
is the Very fifth good. Headliner. The guest performers are Anastasia. Who's that?
Oh, she was someone they were trying to push on VH1 a lot.
Okay.
She would do like I Love the 80s and stuff. I think she was big overseas and then just never really hit in America.
Well, then the other guest performers are Whitney Houston, Cyndi Lauper, Stevie Nicks, and special guest diva guitarist Meredith Brooks.
Wow.
That is what it says.
I was almost going to make you allow me to guess, but you were right.
No, we got to scoot on through because you were not going to guess. Yeah. The special diva guitarist was Meredith Brooks.
Nope.
I do
she's
need
a
to
bitch,
tell
she's
you.
She's a lover. Child, she's a mother, child. Sinner, she's a guitarist. A special guest guitarist.
She's a special guest. She's a guitarist.
I do need to tell you what the opening number was.
Yeah.
It was not released on CD or DVD, so sadly we will never be able to see it. It is not available on iTunes. It is Ellen DeGeneres performing Shoop.
That sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard.
I'm upset.
Joe I'm now has upset. To find that and play that here.
Nope, I'll just cut the whole thing out.
I mean,
none of this is airing.
That is so crazy. And then the first thing from the actual aired concert is Celine Dion and Anastasia singing. And this is going to just hurt you that you can't watch it right now, Joey. You Shook Me All Night Long.
Oh, fuck.
Shook me all.
I think I've seen that.
You're a big Divas Las Vegas head.
It just, for some reason, I think it's one of those things that started to get passed around because of how
weird it is.
Wild and bad it was.
It sounds like it would be. And then Cher gets to do Believe, and that makes it into the thing. And she
oh,
also,
good.
Yeah. So oh, good. That's great. Yeah. And
4 years too late.
And then they cut a bunch of the MJB and Whitney stuff. Dixie Chicks and Stevie Nicks do Landslide together.
Reflection in the snow-covered hills. Well, maybe the landslide rain. Well, maybe the landslide rain. Well, maybe the landslide rain. The landslide will bring.
Then we get to 2003, and we've got VH1 Divas Duets.
Ooh, all right.
Host and performer.
Give us a hint.
She is a rapper actress.
What year is it?
2003.
Eve?
No. She is very famous for acting now.
Oh, Queen Latifah.
It is Queen Latifah.
Oh, right.
And this also took place in Las Vegas. So the headliners are... Oh, my God. Okay. So I hadn't looked at this. So the headliners that we've already had were Whitney Houston, Mary J. Blige, and Chaka Khan. There are 4 other headliners. One of them, Joey was gunning for in the 90s style, but they didn't make it in until 2004.
Alanis?
It's a single performer.
Jewel?
It is Jewel.
Oh, yeah. You've been on that Jewel train.
The other person, another headliner that's a no-brainer headliner now, but she's performed on the show before with her group.
It was Beyonce.
Beyonce. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then there's one other performer who's an R&B singer. She's famous for a duet that she did with Ja Rule.
J-Lo?
No, the other Ja Rule duet.
Kelly Rowland?
No.
Not Alicia Keys.
She also did a duet with Fat Joe, and she did a version of that. She used that song that's in the Biggie sample. She's an R&B singer. She is part of Murder, Inc.
Is it Ashanti?
It is Ashanti. Oh,
wild.
Yeah.
She did Always on Time with
Joe. Oh, I know. I'm aware of who Ashanti is. Okay. I just didn't.
And now this last headliner.
Wasn't prepared for her to be
a headliner.
Diva?
This last headliner absolutely should not be a headliner, but they are in Las Vegas.
So you know it's got to be the Blue Woman Group.
They're in Las Vegas, and her father famously did a special in Las Vegas.
Lisa Marie Presley?
Yes.
I see.
Okay.
She was performing music?
I mean, she's listed under headliners. The guest performers were... My girl, Pat Benatar.
There you go.
Your girl, Celine Dion.
Hell yeah, dude.
Whitney's girl, Bobby Brown. the Isley sisters, the Isley brothers. Shania Twain is back at it. Stevie Wonder back again. And then the Born to Diva winner, Tara Lynn Ramsey. Presenters?
Is that like a...
Born to Diva was a contest. I don't want to get into it. We're
like
running out
make
of time.
A wish,
face.
Make a wish kind of thing.
And the presenters, only 2 presenters are listed, and they are so right. 2004.
Anna Gasteyer and Cherry.
Shannon Osbourne and Aisha Tyler.
Hysterical.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that is that. So Lisa Marie Presley gets to sing Lights Out. I guess she had her own song on there. Beyonce only does one. She does Dangerously in Love. And then Beyonce and Jewel do Proud Mary together, which is wow.
That sounds weird.
Marie Presley and Pat Benatar do Heartbreaker.
Okay.
Which is, I think that's a pretty good one. Oh God, Jewel does Intuition. Her fucking pop song.
Yeah.
Oh no. And then they do a Stevie Wonder tribute medley at the end on Divas.
He's a diva.
He's a diva. Okay.
The wheels are coming off.
The wheels are coming off.
The wheels came off two years ago.
Oh, that's wait.
Kid Rock was involved.
Okay. So then 2004. We're still in Vegas, honey. Oh my God, the summary of this is so stupid. I'm sorry. It just begins with, they came, they saw, they sang their hearts out. The headliners were people that have been on there before would be Joss Stone is now a headliner.
Who we've brought up, yeah.
And then Ashanti is back. Someone who's performed on the show before but not been a headliner was Cyndi Lauper. And that, so that's 3. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Jesus.
Okay. Many of these you have guessed before. One of them is just, oh, wait, maybe has she been in one before? I can't even remember now. It's like not even tracking. Gladys Knight, had she been in one before?
No.
Well, here she is.
Yeah, there she is.
There's one that you kept guessing earlier, a soul diva.
LaBelle,
that's the other one. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of your 2 old school soul divas. There's another person that you guessed earlier who's a rock diva that you would have thought would have been on it.
Oh.
Annie Lennox?
Chrissy Hynde?
Mm-mm. You're getting closer, though. Chrissy Hynde is closer.
Debbie Harry?
Yes. I was like, she also raps. Right. Yeah. Debbie Harry. And then this is the other person you guessed for rapper actor.
Eve?
Yep. Eve is now a diva. And then rounding them all out, it's not Christina Aguilera. It's not Britney Spears. It's...
Don't you dare say it's Jessica Simpson.
It's fucking Jessica Simpson, people.
Wow.
Hate to say it, but it's the truth. Guest performers, Blondie, Sheila E., Tom Jones, and appropriately, the Pussycat Dolls. Tom Jones and the Pussycat Dolls. Pussycat Dolls featuring Carmen Electra.
I said that earlier as a joke.
The presenters are Jessica Alba, Tyra Banks, Rachel Bilson, Daryl Hannah, Jamie Lynn Descala, and Nia Vardalos by Big Fat Greek presenters. And wow, they do open with Lady Marmalade with Patti LaBelle, Jessica Simpson, and Cyndi Lauper.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
That sounds terrible. Then Debbie Harry and Eve do Rapture, which I think sounds like that would be good.
That's probably good because Debbie Harry's not rapping on it.
Something else I found out while researching all of this is that Patti LaBelle and Cyndi Lauper are incredibly close. They're like really close friends. And Patti LaBelle is Cyndi Lauper's child godmother.
Aw.
It's very sweet. Yeah. LaBelle says, I'm going to do something with Cyndi Lauper. I'm her child's godmother. We're buddies. I sang at her wedding. Don't you love that? Patti LaBelle and
odd couple.
Cyndi Lauper just, and so that's
well,
cute and good.
They're both two weirdos. Patti LaBelle's a total weirdo.
And
which
this
is cool.
Also a, this is like an 80s tribute. And they end it with, they do a Gladys Knight medley and then they do an 80s medley finale. With that's why Sheila E. is there. So it's, wow, what? I mean, it's a wild. The Pussycat Dolls do Girls on Film. Tom Jones does.
I mean, Joe gets more mad everything you say.
2004 happens and then they've got to take a break. It's a 5-year break and they fucking take it. They come back in 2009. They're back in New York. They've left Vegas behind. And there's a new set of divas, honey. So the host and performer is someone who had a bit of a renaissance in the late 2000s. She was an 80s artist and dancer, 80s singer-dancer.
Paula Abdul?
It is Paula Abdul. And the headliners are, let's see, nobody that you guys have said. One is kind of a no-brainer. She's like the biggest female vocalist of now.
Gaga?
Just like straight-up vocals.
Alicia?
Mm-mm. Such a big seller. She's sold so many albums.
Rihanna?
Mm-mm.
Carrie Underwood?
No.
Katy Perry?
She is a white woman and she is British. She was
Adele.
Yes, Adele. And then there's two American Idol people in here.
Clarkson.
And Hudson.
Clarkson and Hudson. So we got Adele, Clarkson, and Hudson. We have three more people.
Oh, boy.
one of them, she's been called kind of like our Madonna in some ways, like because she's always changing what her music sounds like. She started out country, and then she went
Taylor Swift,
and then she went kind of hip-hop-ish. She kind of like went like stoner and pop.
Oh, Miley?
And then back to country. Yeah, Miley
Cyrus. Miley's cool as hell, dude.
Yeah, Miley does rule.
So Miley. And then, okay, I'm like, who the hell are you? I don't...
Is this when Wanda Jackson shows up?
No, I wish I knew who this person was. I don't know a song that
just
she
does. Just say the name.
Oh, wait. Oh, I do. I know what song she does. She's British. Oh, God. I'm like, what the fuck
if
is
If you don't know who this
I'll just
is,
tell you
we're not going to know.
Leona Lewis.
That was going to be my guess.
I actually do know who that is.
I was going to guess Duffy, and I was going to guess Leona Lewis.
What did she sing?
Leona Lewis's song was Burning Love.
She was one of those record label people that they kept trying to sell on lots of things.
Yeah, I
she was like pure payola.
It was like Duffy, Leona Lewis, and Lily Allen were all like kind of happening at the same time.
Lily Allen and Duffy, and I don't remember who Leona Lewis
just
is.
Felt like they were all just kind of...
And oops, I lied. There's one more American Idol winner in this
and
group.
It's not Carrie Underwood?
It is a girl, and it is not Clay Underwood. Carrie Underwood. No, she is the youngest winner of American Idol. And I don't know. I thought she was a Disney star when I saw her name.
Jordan Sparks?
Yes. Jordan Sparks, who
with an I, it's Jordan with an I.
Yes, yeah. Jordan Sparks. Yeah. So the headliners for this: Adele, Kelly Clarkson, Miley Cyrus, Jennifer Hudson, Leona Lewis, and Jordan Sparks. Guest performers: India.Irie, baby.
India.Irie.
Wow, she's there in 2009 for a why? Okay, Sheryl Crow. Yes,
that's when I was waiting to guess. Yeah.
Melissa Etheridge, Cyndi Lauper's back, Martina McBride, and then we got Stevie Wonder back again, too.
He'll do anything, man. He just likes being around cameras.
Is it because he's blind?
Well, and you know, the tea about Sheryl Crow and the whole Madonna thing is, so Madonna never does one. And they had wanted Madonna to do one, but she was like, I'm not into the whole divas thing. And they didn't even ask her. And it's like the biggest regret of the producers that they never even asked her. And they didn't ask Sheryl Crow back in the day because she was very Lilith queen. She did not want to be seen as a diva. Come 2009, she's like, put me on the stage. Presenters: Toni Braxton, Corbin Bleu, Lauren Conrad.
Wait.
Corbin Bleu, he's an American Idol guy. Or no, he's the guy from High School Musical.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lauren Conrad, Kathy Lee Gifford, Kathy Griffin, Carrie Hilson, Hoda Kotb. Is that how you say your name?
Carrie Hilson, Harry Nilsson.
Ryan
Cotby, right?
Ryan Quanten. I don't know who the fuck that is. I guess he was on a teen drama Summerland at the time. Liza Minnelli.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
She should be performing.
Whitney Port.
Make Liza perform.
Sam Trammell.
Make Liza. I'm going to be selling temporary tattoos. Make Liza a diva.
Sam Trammell. And then the cast of Fame. I guess there must have been a new Fame TV show. Adele and India.Irie do India.Irie's video song, which I liked. Adele sings Hometown Glory. I mean, this is a weird one. And Kelly Clarkson and Melissa Etheridge end the night singing Bring Me Some Water. Oh, Miley Cyrus and Sheryl Crow do If It Makes You Happy. And
that sounds
like probably the good thing to do. So that was 2009. They come back in 2010, honey. For VH1 Divas, Salute the Troops.
What?
No.
No.
What the fuck?
This
wasn't even Bush era. Like, how is this happening?
You thought it couldn't get... Oh, you thought it couldn't get weirder, and it fucking does.
This is going to have not very many famous people on it, I bet.
I don't know about that.
Second tier. We're not getting...
No, you'll see. You will see. You're not getting your traditional divas. I will say not a single one among these I would consider a traditional diva. The host, comedienne. She's been a presenter before. She's a comedian. And it's ironic that she's doing the Salute the Troops because she's been in political hot water.
Kathy Griffin.
That is the one. Headliners. Oh, my God.
Do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Power through, Kristen.
I can't believe this. I don't even know who some of these people are.
Oh, Jesus. And the headliners. Like, Divas, what happened
to
you?
Oh, my God.
I know Wanda Jackson definitely is 2010, right? Am I wrong?
I do not see her name on this
list. I just remember Rick Krim told us that they watched her get inducted 2009 and then was like, we got to get her on Divas. Maybe it's still later.
Okay, well, here's what I will say. The best female rapper right now.
Nicki Minaj
is one of them. The other one is, you said her last time, she's a female pop star, really popular.
Carrie Underwood?
No, she's a
Gaga,
pop star.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Mm-hmm. So Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj. And then she's like a second tier R&B artist as far as I'm like, I could just tell you one of her songs. I don't know what else to say. She did that song, The Pretty Girl Rock.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, shit. I don't know if you guys will know who this is.
Maybe not.
Carrie Hilson.
Harry Nilsson?
Carrie Hilson was on last...
Yeah, she was a presenter.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then, I don't know who the fuck this is. This is... I truly don't know anything about them,
Carrie,
so I'm just going
to
tell you who this is.
Serge Ibaka, NBA player.
Oh, there's
anyway,
a connection to your...
Yeah. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals.
Sure. Yeah, I know who that is.
Grace Potter performed at an induction ceremony. She was part of the Glenn Frey tribute with Sheryl Crow.
So this is a country music duo. I don't
Ladies?
Know who they are. It's a man and a woman. They have a pretty country sounding name.
Lady Antebellum?
No, it's one word, but it's like a compound word.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sugarland?
No. Nope. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, I don't know who that is. And then there is an emo indie rock band fronted by a woman.
Paramore?
Yes. Mm. Guest performers Anna Nancy Wilson of Heart and MC Light.
What?
Oh, boy.
Presenters Brandy, Marissa Miller, Snooki and the Situation from Jersey Shore.
Oh my God.
Jeffrey Ross and Michael Strahan.
How funny. How funny
guys,
would it have been if it was
oh, it is just
Jeffrey
Jeff Ross.
Rush, not Jeff Ross.
I want to let you know that the show opens with Katy Perry, Keri Hilson, and Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland, I'm assuming, doing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
That sounds horrible.
And the final song is Katy Perry Fireworks. And that is great. That's all that needs to be said about that. They shot it, some of it in like on a base in Afghanistan. And then the other half was shot on a base in America. All right.
You know, I wouldn't normally say that I want there to be a terrorist attack.
Stop it. 2011, we have got to keep moving.
These are all people you want to induct, by the way.
I don't care. Put them all in. Put
yeah, this
Sugar
is,
Land
this is really destroying
your... This is weakening
your...
my case, and
yeah,
I hate it.
Yeah.
I didn't really look hard at this. I didn't know I'd be really getting into the
You're
nitty-gritty
of the
rest.
You're pushing for Sugar Land to make the Rock and Roll
Get him
fame.
In. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals.
With Keri Hilson and Kid Rock.
God. All right, so 2011, VH1 Divas celebrates Soul.
Okay.
They're back in New York.
They haven't
at
done
least.
That before.
Oh my God. There was so much fucking drama at this one, too. Okay. People that we've seen before that are back on this show: Mary J. Blige, Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, Jill Scott. There are two performers that are new to the headlining game. One of them is a kind of an ethereal Welsh woman.
Oh, Florence?
Yes, Florence Welch. And then the other one is a British singer. She's a great singer. She's a pop singer. She has a huge mouth. Like, just giant. I mean, if you've ever seen her, she really does have a very big mouth. She's
Jessie J.
It is Jessie J. Uh-huh. So those are the five. Those are just a better thing.
That's Joss Stone part two. Point two.
The house band is The Roots.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Which is cool. The guest performers: Marsha Ambrosius, Erykah Badu, Boyz II Men, Estelle, Wanda Jackson.
There it is.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Chaka Khan, Ladisi, Traffy McCoy.
Whoa.
Martha Reeves and Mavis Staples. The presenters are Lala Anthony, Common.
Carmelo's wife.
Okay. Terrence Howard,
Lala
Samuel Jackson, Queen Latifah,
MTV.
Nas, Dolly Parton.
There she is.
Archie Punjabi and Sherry Shepherd. And Anita Baker was supposed to be in this originally, but she and Jill Scott, they wanted to do Anita Baker's song as a duet. I think Sweet Love. And she was like, this is not a duet. I don't know why you're making me do it as a duet. There was some drama. She dropped out.
Oh, that's, you know what? Very Michael Jordan behavior. You know that about Michael Jordan, right?
He will only take the shot alone?
No, his Anita Baker's his favorite artist.
Oh.
He always used to listen to Anita Baker before playing basketball
Interesting.
Games.
Oh, I like that. I was like, because Scottie Pippen was often with the assist, I think. I contain multitudes.
Yeah, Michael Jordan would also not want to sing a duet that was not a duet.
So know? The show sounds actually pretty cool. They did a medley up top, then they did a Memphis tribute, they did Knock on Wood, I'll Take You There and Shake It Out, and then they did a Detroit medley with Nowhere to Run, Chain of Fools, Sweet Love, Domino, and Mr. Wrong. Then they did an Amy Winehouse tribute, which is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and Wanda Jackson did You Know I'm No Good. Mm-hmm. They did a Philadelphia medley, they did a London medley, and then they did a Chicago medley, and ended with Mary J. Blige and Chaka Khan singing Ain't Nobody.
Oh,
which
that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
And then Divas 2012. We're now in Los Angeles. Host and performer, a Devo.
Oh, my God. A classic Devo or a new Devo?
A new Devo.
Usher.
And he is an American Idol guy.
Adam Lambert.
Correct.
Ooh, wow.
Yup.
Why was I able to pull that?
I know.
Now, this is a fucking weird one because they're celebrating the dance-inducing music that is the vibrant soundtrack to every major blowout bash, unforgettable party, and night out on the town. And it also paid tribute to the legend. This is the summary.
Fucking gobbledygook that you said. The dancing deuce that gets the dancers on the floor. I'm talking about that. That twiddly D that makes your toes tap.
It says the who's show.
That, who's the DJ? That,
what time is it? Jesus Christ, it's 11:30.
The DJ in the Rock Hall from Cleveland. What's that guy's name?
Oh, Alan Freed?
Yeah, did Alan Freed fucking write this?
Yeah, it's a Wolfman Jack.
You guys, they also did a tribute to Donna Summer and Whitney Houston, who died that year.
So it's dance music?
It's very weird, and I'm telling you right now.
Four on the floor, it's the thing that gets the kids moving.
I'm telling you right now, this lineup is fucked. It's very weird. It's not as weird as that weird one, but it's bad. Here are the people who are back. Kelly Clarkson, Miley Cyrus, Carrie Hilson, Jordan Sparks.
Literally never heard of Carrie Hilson before today.
She dated Serge Ibaka, dude.
Stop saying that.
And then other people who have performed on the show but have not been a headliner would be Ladisi, who I wouldn't even know how to introduce. And then we've got a bunch more.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I think she's a Disney Channel star. And she's popular now.
Selena Gomez?
Other one.
Miranda Cosgrove.
One more. She's a singer.
The other one.
No, I got it.
The 13 Reasons Why one.
I don't know. You were close. You're saying her last name almost.
Right. Fuck. What's her? Demi Lovato.
Yeah, Demi Lovato. All right. Then we've got one. I'm so confused. This is a British singer. She had a really big hit in the early 2000s, and it was the theme song to a very popular reality show on MTV. She sings the theme song. Do you want me to just tell you what the reality
What's
show
the
is?
Show, yeah.
The Hills. She sings the theme song to The Hills.
I had a feeling.
It's a very uplifting song.
I don't remember this person's name.
Do you know the song?
No.
Do you want me to
Do you
sing
know
it?
Any details?
No, I never watched The Hills.
Do you want me to sing the song?
Yes. Yeah.
Feel the rain on your
Oh, Natasha
skin.
Bedingfield.
There it is. All right.
I forget she's British.
Well, and her brother, Daniel Bedingfield, very famous guy, DJ right. guy in the UK for some reason. I've studied abroad. All right. Had to get it in. So this person has been on the show before, but never as alone. She's part of a...
Kelly Rowland.
Yep, Kelly Rowland. And then...
I guessed that a while ago, several years ago.
You got burned.
This is a Canadian rock band fronted by a woman. They are an indie rock band.
Stars. Oh.
It is a single word. You're closer.
Evanescence?
No.
Indie rock, dude.
Indie rock.
Oh, sorry.
From the especially 2000s. 2007.
Iced.
You are circling it. This is a
Arcade
rock band.
Fire. What are
one
these
word,
other?
One word.
One word. Rock band fronted by a woman.
What are those other? This one's going to make me mad.
I can't believe that they are associated with a super group as well.
Oh, it's what's her? Is it Jenny Lewis's band?
No.
It's not Nico Case.
It is not.
It's not the New Pornographers.
No.
Who are also Canadian.
They're not part of this supergroup. Sorry. I don't mean to give you the wrong impression. They're just Canadian and part of that whole indie rock scene from Canada.
Of all the bands I've been naming and
yes,
just dancing around.
You're just
around
like
this
dancing
one
around
band.
It.
What letter does it start with?
M.
Maps.
By the yes. Two syllables. Okay.
Parade.
Man.
It's Mulf Parade. Do you want me to just say who
yeah,
it is?
Yes.
Do you, Joe?
I don't even think I know it.
Because you might not know it.
Go ahead.
Metric.
Oh, God damn it.
I thought Joey was going to get it.
Yeah.
And then one person who I straight up do not know who they are. They are a Canadian singer-songwriter, and you won't know them either. Melanie Fiona?
Nope.
What?
That's
just a made-up name.
Yeah,
I mean, what the actual fuck? I don't know. Hey, it's a celebration of the hippity-boppity dance-inducing music that is the vibrant soundtrack to every major blowout bash. Guest performers are Iggy Azalea, Bootsy Collins.
Tight.
Paloma Faith?
Don't know who that is.
She's an English singer, songwriter, actress, and known for her retro and eccentric style.
I don't, that wouldn't say known for.
And then Pitbull.
Oh, hell yeah. No. Mr. Worldwide. Mr. 305.
Presenters.
Finally, they made Pitbull a diva.
My God.
Presenters. Lala is back.
Hell yeah, dude.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah. Okay. The girl next door.
Jenna Dewan.
Who?
She used to be married to Channing Tatum. She's okay. in the Step Up movie. Kat Graham. I don't know who she is.
Is that like an Instagram for your
She's
cats?
A Swiss-born American.
I don't care. Keep going.
Oh, she's on The Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
Okay. Stacey Keibler. I've heard that name
She's
before.
A wrestler.
Ellie Kemper.
Ellie Kemper, that's great.
NeNe Leakes.
Okay.
Okay.
Brandy.
Oh.
How far we've fallen.
Yeah, really, really demoted. All you have to do is murder a guy and you're not a diva anymore.
Kelly Osbourne, L.A. Reid, and Amber Riley, who I guess she was on Glee. She was on Glee.
Okay.
House DJ, Havana Brown.
Don't know who that is.
Me neither. Okay, let's see. It opens with Adam Lambert doing Let's Dance.
Classic diva song.
Then there's the Donna Summer tribute. Seems good. It's got Adam Lambert in it doing Love to Love You Baby and Hot Stuff.
Why is Adam Lambert all over this?
This is fucking wild.
Fucking shit.
Metric does Heart of Glass, which sounds like I think it would be pretty good. Natasha Bedingfield, Iggy Azalea, and Bootsy Collins
do
Groove is in the Heart.
Oh.
Then there's a Whitney Houston tribute. Oh my God. This is outrageous. This is like what they're afraid of when the hall is like, if we can't get the best people to pay tribute to these people, we just shouldn't do a tribute.
Okay.
And let me tell you, divas should have learned. The Whitney Houston tribute consists of Jordan Sparks doing I'm Every Woman.
Okay.
Melanie Fiona doing I Want to Dance with Somebody and It's Not Right, But It's Okay.
So Melanie Fiona is their Gary Clark Jr.
And then Ladisi, Jordan Sparks, and Melanie Fiona doing How Will I Know together. The show ends with Pitbull performing Don't Stop the Party.
Hell yeah, dude. That sounds tight.
So that's 2012, and they're like, you know what?
We
gotta
need another
take a break.
5-year break.
And they do until they return.
Because they needed to support the troops again?
In the wake of fucking Trump's election with VH1 Divas Holiday, Unsilent Night.
Oh, so Mariah's there.
Unsilent Night. Yeah, you better believe she is.
Because it's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas.
She's the Christmas queen.
She is the queen of Christmas. The queen of Christmas.
The queen of Christmas.
The queen of Christmas. So we've got Mariah back. We've got Chaka back. We've got Patti LaBelle back.
All right.
You might say we saved the best for last.
Because we got Vanessa Williams?
Because we got Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams in 2016?
In 2016.
Singing?
Singing. Wait, and then I didn't save the best for last. I just needed to set
Make
that up
joke.
For
yeah,
a
yeah.
cue. But I truly don't know who the fuck this person is for last. I don't even know what to tell you. She signed with Pharrell Williams's label. I don't know.
Just
who
say it. Just say it.
Teyana Taylor.
Yeah,
I do know who that is.
What? Who is she? Does she date a basketball player too?
She sings on a lot of Kanye stuff.
Okay. I mean, her name doesn't look like unfamiliar to me, but she is not headliner material.
No.
Especially when we've got guest performers like all these people who I've never heard of except one, Diana Gordon.
No. What? That's like the most generic of all of them so far, and they've been really crazy so far.
Oh, wait, I've heard of two of them. Oh, no, wait, this is not who I thought it was. We've got JoJo, not of Casey and JoJo.
Yeah, no,
JoJo,
I know
the, JoJo, the teen star.
The teen
oh,
star,
is she?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. I truly don't know who that is.
She's in the movie RV with Robin Williams.
I do not know who that person is. We have someone who I do know who she is, Remy Ma, thank God. And then
oh, thank God, Remy Ma is there.
Well,
is Remy Malek there?
Then I've never heard of these people. BB Rexa, and then Soraya. She doesn't. There's no link to her page on Wikipedia anymore.
Okay.
Presenters. Wow, you'll never believe who's back.
Carrie Hilson.
No, Lala's back again.
Oh, good for
present.
Lala, dude.
And you know who else is back?
She's no longer Lala Anthony either, right?
Oh, no, Lala Anthony. It says Lala Anthony.
Well, they got a divorce.
Well, let me tell you who else is back, baby.
Yeah.
After all this time, Gloria Rubin, bitch.
Yeah, because...
Wow.
And then a bunch of people I've never heard of. Ashley Graham, Jillian Hervey.
Ashley Graham is a model?
Is a model.
Plus size model.
Yes. Jillian Hervey. I don't know who she is. She's the singer of Lion Babe. Mac Wilds. I guess he might be.
That's a new McDonald's item.
And and Afton Williamson. Whatever.
Why not?
So Remy Ma is there to do Christmas in Hollis. And
oh, I forgot it's a fucking Christmas show.
Yeah. Mariah opens with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That should have been the closer.
Then I mean, wow, what is up? Well, Vanessa Williams does Save the Best for Last and What Child Is This as a medley, which seems pretty good. Chaka Khan medley is at the end. She does Ain't Nobody. Then she does Natural Woman with Patti LaBelle.
And then she does
I'm
Bells.
Every Woman. Then she just does I'm Every Woman with all the everybody else.
I'm Every Christmas Woman.
I'm Every Santa. Jingle bells. And that is it. Does anybody have any final thoughts on the divas, or should we just get
Sounds
them?
Like it really went to shit fast.
Yeah, she like did. After the episode we watched.
Yeah, it fucking torpedoed.
Yeah. Well, they like went to Vegas and lost their souls. Like, it was like once that happened, it never came back. There's that one year where it sounds like it was good. But beyond that.
Yeah, they really lost their way. It, you know, it happens with a lot of things that are
Metric
successful.
Metric was a diva?
I mean, that's. Yeah, man.
Adam Lambert is a diva? Yeah. So that's it, guys. Listen, maybe I'm going to have to.
Revise.
Induct divas 99 yeah, and 98.
I'm going to have to revise my refrain and say induct the 90s divas.
Except for Brandy.
I don't care. She can go in. I don't fucking care. Put her in. Put in Estefan. Put in Celine. I truly
Estefan,
don't care.
You can make a case.
I like the case for Estefan, yeah. Actually. And the whole sound machine.
And, you know, there were more things I was going to talk about as far as, like, who would you put on a Divas, right? Like, this year, you know?
Lord.
I thought that might be a fun thing to talk about. But it's 11:40. It's 11:50. It is almost midnight.
Mm-hmm.
This does not seem...
Been upset for 45 minutes.
For the listener, we've been doing this... for nearly 6 hours.
Here's what I want to say. How many hours of old Hall footage did I watch?
I will say this. I don't think I ever kept you as long as 6 hours.
That can't be true.
I think I did a 6 hour run.
Yeah, we've
run
definitely
with you at
done
the
a
mansion.
6 hour one. Where
we did like three.
Oh, that was a little different.
Yeah,
was,
yeah.
That was different.
It was
extremely
different. We nope. had a meal.
I made a pizza. Joe, you're welcome.
All right. Well, that's all the audio that I have for this episode. Speaking from the past, from a simpler time, a healthier time. I hope everyone out there is being good and being healthy and staying indoors if you can. I will definitely come up with something for the next few weeks. I hope to have an episode weekly. In the meantime, though, please be good, be safe, look at places where you can donate, especially locally. Those places are often dismissed and overlooked. And yeah, that is it for Who Cares About the Rock Hall. You can follow me at JoeKJoeK on Twitter, at JoeKwa on Instagram. Kristen is at KStud across all platforms. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rock Hall Pod. You can email us rockhallpod@gmail.com. If you want Kristen to see that, you're going to have to indicate that somewhere in your message. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us. Thank you to Mike Lloyd for the logo, Yusu Kim for the music. Thank you to Joey Devine for the equipment. Thank you to my roommates, Chad Briggs and Sean Keen, who I'm actually recording right in front of at this very moment, for letting me record in the home that I share with them. And thank you to Pantheon Podcasts for hosting us. All right, until next time, I'm Joe Fazzala, and I'm by myself, and who cares about the Rock Hall? Hey everybody, this is Brian Reisman, host of the podcast Side Jams, which is now a proud member of the Pantheon family of podcasts. I've been a freelance entertainment journalist for 25 years now, and I often end up in conversations that go off on tangents. Suddenly you're discussing someone's outside passion or hobby, something you didn't know about, and it leads into revelations about their character and about their life outside of their art. I've often had to cut those details out because a story had a strict word count or a specific focus, so here, the entire focus of the podcast is just on their side jam or side jams. For example, Alice in Chains frontman William Duvall spent some time talking to me about reading history, which led him into talking about his public school education and how it was so terrible in high school that he actually managed to get into a private school for free so his life could take a different course. In this series of podcasts, you're going to be hearing my interviews with musicians of all different backgrounds and genres, talking about everything from surfing to collecting antiques to stargazing. I hope you enjoy Side Jams. Please tune in regularly, and I'll have a lot of interesting guests in store for you.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.